now, here is Michael Toms talking with author Neil Donald Walsh.
Neil, in book two, I noticed that certainly the latter half of the book dealt a great deal with the social and political situation and social and political issues. And one of the, I thought, provocative statements that came out of that addressing those issues was the idea of a one world government. And I'd like you to just sort of comment on that as to what you think that means.
I think the message here is that the biggest enemy of humankind is our insistence that we are separate from each other. Separate spiritually, separate psychologically, separate politically, separate economically, and separate socially. Separate in just about every way that we could possibly imagine. And it is our imagination, because we're not separate. We're imagining that we are. And the point that's being made here in Conversations with God, Book 2, in this section, is that until we divorce ourselves from that thought that we're separate and move into a realization of our unity, of our basic oneness, and then take that oneness realization and overlay it upon our systems of governance, that is to say, govern ourselves as one community. Until we do that, we will always have the clashing of interests that has produced in the past the sorry history which has been visited upon this nation, a history of wanton killing, of war, of deprivation, a history of the haves and the have-nots, a history that does not reflect even our own collective highest thought about ourselves. No human being on this planet, not a single one, I don't believe, could possibly announce or declare, much less really think, that how we've been doing things in the past several thousand years has either been effective or appropriate. And yet, knowing that it has not been effective, and in many cases has not been appropriate, we insist on clinging to our old ways. And so what the dialogue with God is saying at this point is, let's try something different. Let's try acting out in real life, in our political constructions, the truth of the matter, that there's only one of us. And so when we begin to contemplate how we would do that, a one world government is the obvious and natural result of such mental explorations.
Neil, this next statement that I want to read is out of the context of talking about social and political change and how to manifest it. And it's a quote from Book 2. And the quote is, "What needs to be changed is the basic nature of man. That's where the work must be done." What kind of work are we referring to here?
Well, it's deeply spiritual work, of course. It's internal work. It's work that can only begin and conclude within the deepest part of each one of us. And yet we can help each other with the work, for sure. It's the work of identifying who and what we are individually, and then, of course, collectively, and who and what we choose to be. It's the work of finally and at last agreeing with ourselves on what is right relationship with God, right relationship with ourselves, and right relationship with each other. The astonishing thing about this is we already know the answer to that. We simply don't want to functionalize it. We don't want to live it. And so we say in the depth of our being, this is what is right relationship, and then we live in a totally different way. And so the work that is being referred to here is placing into our physical reality, placing into action, if you please, the highest thoughts that we already hold. You know, when you sit down with people from all over the world, from different places and different cultures, it's amazing the level of agreement that there is in the room about these higher spiritual truths, wisdoms, and values. Virtually no one in the room disagrees about such simple, eloquent, and forceful statements as "do unto others as you would have them do unto you." It's just simply universally agreed that that is obviously and clearly how things ought to be. Having come to such universal agreement, we have chosen as a human race to ignore it. That's the astonishing thing. And so the work that has to be done is not to learn anything new. There's nothing to learn, but simply to decide at last and once and for all to live what we already know.
Neil, are you optimistic about the future?
I'm very optimistic. I'm optimistic because I believe that God is being heard now more than ever. These books, the Conversations with God books, have sold over 1 million copies. And they tell us that it'll be 5 or 10 million before the whole thing is over. And that's not a declaration of how magnificent the material is, although it is magnificent. But really, it's an announcement and a declaration. It's a noticement of the level of willingness at which people have now finally arrived, the level of willingness that we are now displaying. I'm very hopeful. I'm seeing signs all over the world. I'm hearing words spoken by people that I never heard before. And I'm seeing actions taken everywhere I look that point to a hopeful future and a better tomorrow. But we can't let up and we can't lose hope. And we must each of us determine to take full and individual responsibility for all of it. If we stand over here and point to the other people in the room and say, well, I can't really control that. You have to do that. You're more powerful or you're more influential or you have more money or you're more something or another and I'm not enough. If that's the position we take, then we won't get to where we need and want to go. So each of us has to take individual personal responsibility and then decide what we want to do in the space of that, whether it means simply writing a letter every day to our congressman, getting on the phone, talking to people, meditating and praying more on the spiritual side, simply participating more in the grandest question of life. Who am I and who do I choose to be?
Neil, I'm reminded of Gandhi's quote, "Be the change you want to see in the world."
It's a wonderful, wonderful statement. And of course, he would put everything I've just said here in 45 sentences into 6 words.
Neil, thank you.
Thank you. Blessed be.